This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Time now to talk to our Mayor of the Douglas Shire, and that, of course, is Michael Kerr. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Paul.
Well, lots to talk about, particularly a big council meeting tomorrow, and we'll get into that very, very shortly. But first up, the Ironman. Now, I understand you would like to see the Ironman, which is, a big event, changed for the good of local businesses and the economy.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and as I've been telling people, I don't have anything against the Ironman itself. I think I understand where it comes as far as the economy goes, bringing those people up to this region. I just believe that there's a better time to do it. It's been delayed from their original date, and now they want to hold it in September. And the weekend they want to hold it is in the middle of our school holidays, and it's when every other state in the country is also on school holidays, which means there's going to be a lot of traffic on the road. A lot of people transiting from the airport trying to get to Douglas and vice versa, people trying to get to the airport from here. You know, there's going to be a lot of tourists up here wanting to do things like going up to the Daintree, you know, going to Skyrail, doing all the wonderful things, the opportunities are here during school holidays to do, and they won't be able to do it on one of the busiest days of the school holiday period, being that Sunday.
Mm. And have you got any response from them? Will they change it, or are they sort of steadfast?
Well, I haven't heard anything back as of yet. I know I spoke to Warren Inch on Friday, who is 100% behind it as also. He thinks it's absolutely ludicrous that the businesses up here, after everything they've gone through with COVID, are going to be restricted again. Yeah, you know, and I mean, you look at our markets. Our markets on a Sunday, you know, they're probably one of the icons of this area, and people won't be able to get here for it. I think it's absolutely ludicrous to have it on that weekend. You know, and then of course there's the danger of both the main roads going up. So you've got the Karanda Range Road, you've got the Rex Range Road. You know, both of them with extra amounts of buses, cars, trucks. Those roads are dangerous as they are. They need to be looked at, as people well and truly know. Yeah, so putting this added strain on those, you know, it's a disaster waiting to happen. And, you know, I absolutely stand by what I said, and I think that needs to be changed, and I'm hoping they'll see some common sense and they'll move it to another date.
Now, it's not only Warren Inch you've spoken to. I understand you've written to the Premier as well.
I have. I've written to the Premier. I've also wrote to the Tourism Minister as well as the Transport Minister, you know, for them to all have a look at this situation and see what a crazy thing that it is, that it, whilst it may have some economic return on the day, it also has a lot of negatives as well, especially the economy on this shire.
Okay. We should also, I think, Michael, wish our newest citizens all the best as well.
Absolutely. We had our Citizenship Day last week, and we had 17 new citizens do their oath, as well as we also had three that unfortunately had to do it online during the COVID lockdowns. So they came along as well. So we had 20 people there all coming up to have a photo taken with social distancing, of course, and collect their plant, and the new ones getting their certificates. So it was an exciting day. It was my first time doing it. So it was a real honour and a privilege to be able to welcome those people to our shire and to this country.
Talking with our Mayor, Michael Kerr. Michael, we're very proud, and Gazza, who works on the radio station as a DJ, we love Gazza, and he originally was from the Castlereagh Coast and worked in radio down there, but he came up with this great idea and approached council, and you guys are fully behind it, and we thank you for that. He's going to go to the Castlereagh Coast and sort of do Gazza challenges and get people involved and get them to come to the Douglas Shire for a break. I think it's a great idea.
How fantastic. Gazza came in and saw me not long after I was elected in, and you know, he came up with this idea. I thought, you know what, this is crazy enough that it'll work. And anyone that knows Gazza remembers Gazza. Yeah, and I thought, you know, this is a perfect opportunity for some local person up here to do something to benefit the area. So I put it onto the staff, and I am so glad that it's come to fruition. You know, he's an amazing guy. You do remember him, as I said, and I really think that, you know, getting people from that region up here is just as important, and it's a fantastic way to do it.
No, they love him in that area because he was in radio there for quite some time, and also Mission Beach. He's incredibly popular at Mission Beach as well, so he's going to bring bring that in as well.
But, absolutely. He showed me the photos that he had from newspaper articles from his time down there, and he was just as crazy down there as he is up here with his costumes and his outfits. So no wonder they remember him, and congratulations to him, and I wish him all the best, and I hope he does a great job of bringing people up here.
Yes, no, he's just as crazy now as he was then. I can vouch for that, Michael. and the other thing, of course, is the local media there are getting behind, the local newspaper is getting behind the scheme as well. So if we can get people coming up here, and of course, we can do a little bit of Castlereagh Coast once we get out of our economic, situation at the moment. We can do a little bit of travelling there.
Exactly right. You know, we like to go on holidays too, and as much as we're doing it in Douglas, as much as we can, at some point we are going to want to disappear somewhere else and have a change. So we'll return the favour and absolutely head towards Castlereagh Coast.
Yeah, spread our wings. Now, Michael Kerr, big meeting of council tomorrow. Let's have a little preview of it. Off you go.
Okay, so we've got the Daintree Water Bottling Facility coming back in. You know, this was a bit of a confusing one at first because he was given a water limit and then was given restrictions that he couldn't actually get to that water limit. So it's just a change to ensure that he'll be able to fulfil the needs and wants of the business. So that'll be an easy one, I think, as far as I'm concerned. It's just an adjustment on the approval that's already gone through. We then have the Queensland Planning Framework changes. Now, this is a state government is proposing changes to the state planning framework, and all councils have been given the ability to go into a consultation with them and put submissions in. So unlike things you may be reading on Facebook, this isn't Kerr, the developer, wanting to sneak things through the planning scheme. This is purely just state government is putting some changes through, and this is an opportunity for council to put in their comments towards the changes that they want to do. So that is just giving the staff permission to do so. We've got the trunk infrastructure works for Craig Lee. So we're finally seeing another 30-odd blocks of land coming available on the market in the second half of the Craig Lee estate. So this is giving council permission to spend the money to put the roads and the bridge through that's required and do some of the drainage works that we do whenever new estates come online. So it's fantastic to see some new properties coming up. And of course, we've got John Morris doing his property as well. So there's some good appropriate works going on at the moment.
Michael, I took your advice and went down and had a look at that plastic, that recyclable plastic fence. What an amazing thing. And it's made out of all bottles and stuff, isn't it? Water bottles and things.
It certainly is. It's all recycled plastic. So it's made out of everything that normally finds its way into rubbish. So it's great to see it being recycled and purposed to a good thing, which is a fence of a fantastic estate. Right, so then we have the Water and Wastewater Customer Service Standards Review. So each 5 years, I think it is, that we have to relook at all our policies, and this is the time that we're going into this one, and we're reassessing the policy itself for the customer service standards. We did go out to public consultation for that for the period that was required, and we had a couple of submissions put in. So the staff have now done the document up, and it's coming to council for approval. Now, I do know that the Douglas Ratepayer Association is also looking at around this area. And, the policy, of course, is being put in at the moment. But if they come up with something that is absolutely worthwhile looking at, we can assess that then and we can make some amendments to the policy again. But the actual policy will go through tomorrow.
Yes, the ratepayers also, they came up with an idea that maybe, when you're looking for public feedback, say, on water, that you could send that survey out with the water rates. And in that way, you'd reach a lot of people, and it's concerning what the rates are about anyway. Is that an idea that council could look at?
Absolutely. And they're things we're going to be looking at. In the operational plan this year, I have got doing investigating our community consultation, how we do it and the ways and means that we are doing it to make sure we're as successful as possible when we do these things.
Good.
So that's absolutely things that we could certainly look at to improve our communication, because, not everyone is on Facebook, not everyone's on the internet. There are people out there that unless it comes in the mail with a bill that they won't even notice it. So
that's right.
That is a great possibility of doing it in that procedure.
It probably saves the council money too, in one way, if it goes out with the rates. So anything else happening on the meeting?
Right. Well, we've got the Water and Wastewater Quarterly Report coming through, which is a very full document there. I'd like people to actually look at and see the type of work that goes into, as far as, you know, the controls that are required to make sure the water is suitable for drinking, how much we take in, how much we process, how much we use, and it's right throughout the whole Shire, the different areas. So a lot of information in that one. Then we go on to, of course, the Mossman Golf Course proposal of purchase.
Yes.
So this is a bit of an exciting one, I believe. It's, everyone knows we've got the golf course in Mossman, 18 holes. There's about 5,800 metres worth of course. It's open to the public, and it's always been a public asset. Now, we were approached by the Combines Club about a month or so ago that they were looking at assistance and ways to move the golf club forward, because, you know, they had their own issues with that. And, you know, we came up with the concept that, okay, well, the asset's there. If we purchase the asset, and then we can put it out to another body to actually operate it, so that as far as the rate payers are concerned, we're getting a great asset at below the valuation costs, and we will be able to create an income from that product, more so than what you get for the money in the bank account, which is really important that we do take advantage of all these ways that we can possibly increase our revenues. And that's one way we can do it with the golf clubs. Council already owns a good portion of it. So
right.
The actual property has got three titles there. There's one that's state land that we actually look after. There's another one that council owns. And the actual car park and the building itself is owned by the golf club. So
right.
That's the block that we're going to look at purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
Had that valued, and the value's come in. And, of course, we're going to purchase it for that value, below that valuation price.
And how much would that be, or is that something that would come out in a closed meeting situation?
That's something that's going through a closed session at this stage. I'm
yep.
sure once the deals are complete, then it will become public knowledge. But at this stage, of course, the deals are still going through. So as per normal procedures, we keep that confidential for the benefit, so that the ratepayers get the best deal possible.
Okay.
What else have we got tomorrow? We're waiving the Daintree Ferry bus fees for August and September. That's another one. So being COVID, still having issues with a lot of the tour buses that are only half full, trying to help them out by waiving those fees to get as many people across the river as possible, so that we can help those businesses ensure they're getting everything that they possibly can over there.
And what are the dates for waiving that?
1st of August to the 30th of September.
Okay. And that's about it?
Well, there was the interim financial report.
Oh, yes,
showing,
yes. That's super important.
Get that one.
Yep.
Showing the financial position that we're in, which, of course, is still projecting a $1.4 million deficit for this year. And we're talking about deficits. I've got to actually say something. There was a Facebook post that was done last week claiming that next year council has a $3.7 million debt. Now, it is absolutely incorrect. You know, that information is false. We have got a $3.7 million deficit, and there's a big difference between a deficit and a debt. A debt is something that you actually owe people and you still have to pay them back. A deficit is a shortfall of incomes. So, you know, spreading malicious, horrible things like that's inappropriate. So it's a $3.7 million deficit, not a debt. That's really important for people to know.
God, there's some rubbish floating about. And, of course, we had all that garbage about the Daintree grid as well, having to cut down trees and all that. So people should just make sure that they check out the facts with all of this information and get the truth.
Absolutely. You know, we've got some good, reliable sources of information here. Facebook doesn't always give the facts. So I highly recommend people, if they see anything at all that doesn't quite look right or just doesn't sit properly, look it up on the factual things. You've got the council website. You know, everything on the council website is absolutely rigid-edge and 100%. It has to be legally. That's the type of sources you go for if you find you're looking at information that's not quite correct.
Mm, that's a technical term, is it, for the council information, rigid-edge?
Rigid-edge, absolutely.
Okay, well, I believe you've got one more item on the agenda.
The CEO report is also part of the meeting tomorrow.
Right.
You know, if you want to know what council does, that's the report to read. You know, there's numerous pages there. It's like a review of council over the last quarter, and it's got lots of information there showing what council does. So I highly recommend people to go to the website again, have a look at that, and see exactly what council staff do.
He could make a coffee table book out of that, one would suspect.
You certainly could.
Anyway, it'll all be happening at council tomorrow. There's always something happening at the council meetings. It's always exciting once a month.
It is indeed, and yeah, I really look forward to our council meetings. You know, there's some interesting things come through, and of course there's some stuff on there that we have to do by law. They're all those policy type things. But yeah, it's exciting to see some of the great things come through, like the golf club, for example, where we know we're helping out the community and ensuring that we're going to have an asset that's well loved there for a long period. It's very important to council.
Just before you go, can I just ask you, put on another hat for a moment, the Clink Theatre. I believe you're having a show, but kind of a virtual show.
Well, we are. We are, unfortunately, because of all the COVID restrictions, we've been going through and looking at about how to do our COVID plan. Now, one of the things with a live theatre production is the artists, if they're singing, need to be at least 4 metres away from the front row, which, as you can appreciate, with the Clink Theatre, that means the artist is either standing at the back of the stage where no one can hear them, or the half the room's empty. So it makes it extremely difficult for us to fulfil the needs of the COVID plans at this stage. So we're still working on that. But what we did is we thought, if we can't bring the people to this theatre, let's bring the theatre to the people. So we got each artist in one at a time and we've video recorded them, made up a whole show, and we've put it online on the Clink Theatre website. So you can click on the link, pay a $25 admission fee as such, which goes, of course, towards the Clink Theatre and the building. And with this show, it's the Cram It on Broadway, which this one's Cram It Online, of course.
Fabulous.
Half the takings also goes to the Jack Hayward Memorial Fund, which is a fund that we set up in order to assist young artists that need assistance in, you know, getting to the best of their careers. So there's information about that on the Clink Theatre website. But yeah, I think it's really important to see the people back on the stage doing things that they love. And if we can't do it with an audience, then we have to find other ways to do it. And it's certainly worked extremely well. And we've got some special guests in there as well as all our locals. The lovely and beautiful Rhonda Birchmore, of course, came forward and on request and said, you know, we said to her, we need someone, can you help us out? And she said, absolutely, darling. And she did a video and a nice little message for us, which is on there as well. So
wonderful. And the Cram It on Broadway, it's always a very special show because that man knows how to put a show together.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's 20 artists, you know, and they're all local. So it's fantastic to see the talent that we do have in this show, especially some of the younger kids. You know, the 13-year-olds, you hear their voices now and you think, my goodness, when they're, you know, getting to their 20s, they're going to be so good. We're going to have some stars coming out of this region. We really are.
Michael Kerr, Mayor of the Douglas Shire, thank you. We'll see you at the meeting tomorrow and good luck with all of that.
Thank you. Have a great day.